But he sure did a lot of traveling.
Yes, that's true. He couldn't have gone to all the places he did. Yeah. But I don't think...
They had a thing from the American Historical.
We know that he died just a short distance from here, you know, in the latter part of April, the 1st of May. And... That mixture, of course, you know, one of his men married an Indian girl and into the Caddo tribe down there and stayed on. And of course, I'm sure that Indian tribe profited by all that he taught them, you know, because when they first came here, there was evidence of, you know, a lot of help.
Yeah. When you eat an apple, you throw away the
core.
Yeah. Do you get those little, not plums, but little things you might make a pie out of? I don't know. Any other kind of berries? You know,
well, of course, we have the huckleberry. It's a blue type berry, you know. There's two varieties, one in the spring, and then the huckleberry in the fall on a larger bush, shrub that's here.
Kind of
blackberry, you know, on, you know that, and the dewberry.
You get any other kind?
Well, of course, strawberries are domesticated. They're not wild, you know.
Them red and black ones with a rough outside on them, get them? Oh, they like strawberries.
The Rosenberry.
Raspberry?
Raspberry, yes. No.
Wild strawberries.
Yeah, there's some wild strawberries.
Yeah.
Of course, you have many different type hulls, black hull, which is, you know, in fall and winter, and persimmons and then, of course, red hull.
About that old tree old George Washington chopped down. Yeah.
Cherry tree.
Yeah, you got them?
Oh, yes, we have wild ones.
I can't understand how they would grow down here.
They're wild here. They're a lot of fast growing tree, and of course, they do furnish a lot of food for the birds and wildlife. They stick close to them. These elderberry, you know, is a quick growth, smaller plant that people use for elderberry jelly and wine and those things. They, in the lowlands, damper places, they are early spring or summer, early summer. They're black. The birds will stay with them too. You're very fortunate, very lucky if you get too many of them, unless there's really a large abundant crop, because birds certainly get after them.
Yes. When you're eating a cherry, you might accidentally bite down on